Welcome back into Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Good to have you in on this Monday. Nick, Braden, D-Mace, and Chase with you. Stick to Sports coming up in just about 10 minutes. But right now, we welcome in the voice of the Nashville Predators, the great Pete Weber. Pete, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We are doing excellent. Now, I did not hear this.
I'm doing magically.
I did not hear this.
Magically. All right.
Yes.
I did not hear this on Saturday, but I've been told that you dropped a Ryan Magic Johansson on the broadcast. Can you confirm or deny that?
I can both. I can confirm it. Well, I indeed did when Ryan scored the goal that began cutting into that lead in the third period.
So let me ask you, because one of the things that I took away from the last goal that ties the game with just a few, you know, in the waning minutes there, waning seconds, and then, of course, the Kyle Turris pass to Ekholm, both of those passes were just absolutely brilliant passes from the top. So what am I making too much of the top two centermen who make the big bucks creating and you know, setting up goal scorers to both tie and win games in critical situations? That is essentially what David Poile is paying those two guys to do, correct?
That he is, and he doesn't mind if they score them either. So, you know, it's worked out that way. You think about Kyle Turris in the game at New Jersey, the overtime win a couple of weeks ago. It was Kyle Turris who goes ahead and scores that. So not only does he score, they set him up. I mean, absolutely. That's what you're looking for.
Pete, I remember you said a couple of weeks on this show, the key to a happy marriage is road trips. I got to assume that the key to that's phenomenal. I learn something every day with you, Pete. But I got to believe that the key to a good locker room is road trips as well. And the Predators now are 8-0 on the road. What are you seeing from this team away from Bridgestone Arena that has led to perfection at this point in the season?
Well, what we saw in the game Saturday afternoon was the absolute idea they were not going to give up no matter what. And they were in several situations where they got road game, down 3-1, headed to the third period. It's been a nice string, but they decided not to let it expire at that point in time. Now, they had to have a little bit of cooperation, if you will, but they got that. And then here you go. It's 8-0 to get the thing started, to get the season started on the road. I just see a club that consistently thinks about what does it take to get the job done. It's never any one thing. It's whatever they find.
Pete Weber, voice of the Nashville Predators, joining us here on Morning Drive. So far this season, there's been a lot of guys that have really stood out and played good hockey. But when you look at, you know, expectation and you look at, you know, production over the course of their career, or maybe what line they play on, is anybody playing better or above expectation than Ryan Hartman?
I doubt that that would be possible right now. And it started really for him, I think, people truly taking notice on the road trip into Denver last Wednesday night, where that line, along with Nick Bonino in the middle and Colton Sissons on the right side, were the people who were put out there to be the stoppers, to cover that maybe most explosive line in the league for the Colorado Avalanche. And not only did they do that, they kept them off the board, but they were the people on the board for the Predators to win. Colton Sissons with the hat trick and Ryan Hartman with an empty netter later on. That was just an impressive performance by them in that way. So maybe in terms of exceeding expectations, I guess when we say you add that offense to what you're expecting from them to be shutdowns, then maybe that's the place we should look right now to answer your question.
What do you see long-term, not just this year? Obviously, he's only under contract for one season, but he was a first-round pick, and he's not had a whole lot of experience. But Ryan Hartman, you mentioned him there. This is a guy who's scoring at a Craig Smith type of level. He's probably a more physically gifted player than the Colton Sissons and Kelly Onkrokes of the world, Nick Bonino even. Certainly, they do a lot of great things, but what is the big picture upside for a player like Ryan Hartman? And is this somebody that you think David Poile wants to have in the organization for, you know, 6-7 years down the road?
I don't know about 6-7, but, you know, how about 3-4-5? I would say yes. The answer to that is going to be yes. This is a big year for him to prove he can stay healthy. And he has done that. And what he has been able to do, and let's not also forget, his debut game with the Preds last year after the trade from Chicago. It was a crazy up-and-down hockey game in Winnipeg, and he scored the game winner with a minute to go. That was the sort of thing they were hoping for, and that's the sort of thing he seems to be producing again now.
Pete, the Predators do not return back to Bridgestone Arena until Saturday night when they play the Kings. Four games over the next
six. Oh, we do come back?
Yeah. Eventually you do come back to Bridgestone Arena. Okay. Seems like it's been a month or so. But you've got three games coming up in the next 4 days. What is the key against teams like Anaheim, San Jose, Arizona out west to keep this momentum going before you return to home ice?
Well, against Anaheim, it is probably to keep your temper in check. These two teams go at each other like whatever phrase you want to use, hammer and tong, toe to toe, like Hearns and Hagler years ago in the boxing ring. So it's going to be to keep your temper in check, keep your discipline. And going against them, we know they've got an outstanding goaltender and John Gibson and Ryan Miller backing him up. So one key is to just keep it on the even keel. Then you play just the second of nine back-to-backs this year. Tomorrow night in San Jose against a very good team that has been a lot of time on the road so far this year as well. And then Arizona is perhaps, if you get through those two and tie the NHL record for consecutive road wins to open up the year, you've got an Arizona Coyotes club, which could be a classic trap game. They're a game over 500. They have spent a lot of time on the road of late. They've already played nine road games. And as they get back home in the Valley of the Sun, you have to be aware that while the names might not be as familiar, what Rick Tocchet has done with that team, I think, is pretty darn impressive. So it's going to be really just thinking about the games one at a time, the job one at a time, the shift one at a time, and there you go. Pete Weber's course in coach speak.
Now, Pete, this team had five opportunities on a power play this past game. They got one goal out of it. Is their struggles just bad luck, or do they have a problem with puck movements in those type of situations?
And Derek, if we just look at the bare numbers there, I think there's a good case to say there's a problem. But the last several power plays, including toward the end of the game in Colorado on Wednesday, I think we've seen fairly good signs of the way they are moving the puck around. And there was never any better sign. Now, I'm going to grant you, it was a super power play in this terms. They had the man advantage, plus they pulled their goaltender to tie the game in the last minute Saturday afternoon. And there was no trouble with puck movement there. That was Magic Johansson with the pass from the left corner over to the right circle for Roman Josi to score the tying goal and effectively force the overtime. So let's see how that happens tonight against Anaheim. Usually there are frequent power play opportunities in games involving these two teams. So how each side executes, I know, is going to play a huge role tonight.
Pete, great stuff as always. We appreciate the time, and we will eventually see you back at Bridgestone Arena very shortly.
Yes, we're going to wear out the suitcases first, and then we'll be back home for Saturday night's game against the Los Angeles Kings. It's interesting, we're out here and not hitting the Kings either, but that will be coming up in March, coming back out here for all of that. And boy, I got to tell you, folks, around the hotel here, quite a few of the I hate to refer them this way, but that's essentially what they are, refugees of the Southern California fires. We've seen a lot of them here over the course of this weekend, and you can only just commiserate with them. It's been intriguing to see how this area has responded to that challenge.
Pete, great stuff as always. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you very much.
You got it, guys.
Pete Weber, voice of your Nashville Predators.
Yeah, really terrifying stuff out there in California. So
indeed. All right, coming up next, I don't know if it's terrifying, but sometimes it's kind of scary. The Constable has another edition of Stick to Sports ready to go. We'll do that on the other side. Stick to Sports is next on ESPN 102.5 The Game.